Hey, good afternoon, Wes. What's up, brother?
Oh man, just loving life, Randy. How you doing today?
You know what? I'm loving life too. I was writing something to somebody this morning, and they said, "Why are you so chipper today?" And I said, "Well, that's something I haven't heard in a long time, chipper." But I said, "I am chipper because, you know, I like you. I truly love what I do and do what I love, right? So it's easy to be chipper."
Yeah, I do love what I do, brother.
I know you do. And it's, and we get in the real beautiful part is you and I get to do this several times a week and someday several times a day. How does it get better than that?
Yeah. And today we are racking and stacking, and I think we're racking and stacking again on Wednesday.
We are. We are. It's a true hybrid Road Warrior Randy beat for me this week again. You know, it's funny. Somebody asked me the other day what that all meant. And I said, well, I'm on a phone with a customer, and then my alarm goes off on my phone that says, okay, you've got 7 minutes before you need to be in front of the camera to do some type of event like this. And I said, the second I get off of these many times, I'm back on the phone calling the customer again, right? And that's the heart of being a hybrid kind of guy, right? And a hybrid life that you and I both lead. So good stuff.
Yeah, good stuff indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, how about we go from chit-chatting with each other to chatting with our awesome guest?
Well, I would rather talk to Brian anyway.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're trading bald head for bald head.
But so you both have great looking heads and I have a bad one I have to cover with hair. That's all that.
No, that's okay.
That's all right. Let's do it. Let's go talk to Brian. All right.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Brian.
Hey, how are you, Randy?
You know what? It'd be tough to be any better. You know, it's a wonderful day, and as I was talking with Wes, you know, I get to do what I love every day, and you know, so that it just makes it good, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So, what are you doing? Where are you at? You at home? I take today. Are you?
I am.
And where is
in Iowa? It's probably 0 degrees for high today.
Oh my God! Well, so you don't want me to bust your chops on how lovely and pleasantly warm it is here in Southern Florida today? Then I take it.
It's okay.
Is it? It's probably 87 degrees difference, I'm going to guess.
Amazing.
Because I think we're about 85 right now, and if you're close to zero, then that's tough. I grew up in, that's not true because I haven't grown up yet and don't intend to, but I spent my younger years in Michigan. And I'm used to the cold. I was back in Louisville and Cincinnati last week in a snowstorm and a blizzard part of the time. And I'm not a fan of the cold. So thus why I live in Florida and travel north when I need to and want to. So.
Great.
But so thank you for being on today. Appreciate talking to you. I love following you on social media. You bring some incredibly good stuff to the world. And I just looking forward to having our audience get a little view of who Brian is and what you're all about. So,
I really appreciate that.
Well, of course. So I got a list of things here, so it might take me 12 minutes. But so you're the host of Success Profiles Radio.
Yes.
And we're going to go back and touch on all these, but the publisher, and I think I got this right, of Success Profile Magazine. Did I get that right?
I'm actually in a rebrand now.
Okay.
So it's going to be called something else very soon, Ultimate Achievers Magazine.
Ultimate Achievers. You know, it's funny. You told me that off air, and then I crossed out success and rode right over success. So there we are. Yeah. You know, I don't take directions well. Apparently my wife is right. Author, book writing coach, ghostwriter, and then you got several books, one Success Profiles, which we've got up on the screen. So you're in Iowa. Give us the background. Who's Brian? How'd you get started? Where are you from? Why are you from? Give us the world of Brian real quick.
Well, I grew up here and small cornfield town in the middle of northern Iowa, just south of the Iowa-Minnesota border. Ended up going to Iowa State. And then to get a degree there. And then I went to Nebraska to get a master's degree and then spent 26 years in Arizona. I started my radio show out there, started my magazine while I was living out there and moved back home recently to be closer to my family. Gotcha. But I love helping people get their message out to the world in a greater way. In fact, my radio show just had its 11-year anniversary show recently. So I've been doing this for a minute or two. Wow. And the book that you have sitting on the screen, there's a volume 2 of that book as well. And then I recently completed a series of books called The Greatest Lessons I Learned from Being an Entrepreneur, volumes 1, 2, and 3. Those all came out last year.
Perfect. Perfect. So yeah. You've been busy is what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, I do stay pretty busy and productive, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. I love what I do.
Well, and that's such a big key. I got to ask this because this is just personal interest more than anything, but you said Northern Iowa near the Minnesota border, central, mm-hmm. eastern or western part of?
Central.
Central, okay.
Right off of I-35.
Okay, okay. I've got a manufacturer that I represent that's in Spencer over by the lakes.
Yep, I know where that is.
Spirit Lake, Lake Okeechobee.
We vacationed there quite a bit when I was a kid.
Okay. Arnold Park. So you're familiar with Arnold's Park there?
Yeah.
Yep. I've took the boat tour out of there and had many a dinner and Dr. Pepper, as I call it, which is code for a Cabernet, at a couple of those little spots right on the water there. It's a beautiful area up in there.
Yep. Yeah, it is.
It is funny. I never thought of Iowa until I started doing that. Iowa, you know how people have their preconceptions of a state? Corn, period, right? I mean, that's what we think. But that's what they think of Michigan, where I grew up originally. See, there I caught growing up again, but is either the city of Detroit in the metro area or forests, right? But there's a whole lot of farmland and other stuff that people don't know. It's like in the state of Florida where I live. Everybody's familiar with the coast, and that's where I live, and you know, the Gulf or the East. I live on the Gulf side, but anyways, they think of that whole touristy palm trees and ocean, but there's a whole different world up the center of the state, right? It's fun to get out and explore. So tell me about the radio show. I mean, 11 years is a long time. How did it start? Why did it start? What's the purpose? Obviously you want to help people and get the message out, but talk to me about your radio program.
Yeah. Well, I interview highly successful people and learn what they did, what they overcame, and what the lessons are we can learn. And my goal when I started was just to interview people that I really looked up to and could learn from in an effort to improve my own life somehow. And the longer I went along, the bigger names I was starting to get on my show. In fact, about a year and a half into it, PR firms started reaching out to me and saying, hey, you know, we love your show. I'd like to ask if you would have such and such on your show. Bob Berg was my very first guest that was brought to me through a PR agency. And of course I said, yes, please. He was on my dream list.
Right.
And so The Go-Giver had just come out. And so I interviewed him during that tour.
Nice.
So that was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. He's a great, great guest. In fact, he came on a second time later that year with a different book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Kevin Harrington has been on my show. He was on Shark Tank, of course.
Right.
Jack Canfield, Mark Victor Hansen, Sharon Lecter, Jeff Timmons from 98 Degrees, Jonathan Horton, who competed for our country in the Olympics. Several people from The Secret, John Assaraf, Joe Vitale, John DeMartini, Bob Doyle, Laura Langmire. They've all been on my show.
Nice.
So I've gotten to interview some really, really cool people.
That is cool. And it's great that you're able to bring that message from those people to a broader audience, because let's face it, the average person may not sort those people out. They may not necessarily recognize other than a name sometimes, and if they can come to your show and know where they can get that kind of inspiration, that kind of message, is pretty huge.
Right. Yeah. And it's a lot of fun. I learn just as much as my audience does, whether it's during the show or whether it's in preparation for the show, but it's really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the hosting the radio show came first, and then you started publishing your magazine as a offshoot from the radio program, I would assume.
Exactly, because I had so much content that I hadn't repurposed. I thought, what a crime is that?
Right.
So I decided to start reusing some of the same content that I had already contributed or created, and invited people to participate in collaboration with me on the magazine. They wrote articles and submitted it, and been doing that for about 5 years.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So, you know, how often do you, so is that an online magazine or is that something okay. I didn't think it was
every month. Yeah.
Yeah. Every month. Okay. So people can subscribe to that. If they go to your website, they can subscribe. Would they use the
Ultimate
same
Achievers, website? UltimateAchieversMagazine.com, and you can subscribe there.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That's awesome. So you and you mentioned something that I thought was really interesting in preparing for guests, right? Mm-hmm. You learned so much yourself in preparing for and then talking to, right? And that's the thing that, you know, that you've been doing this a whole lot longer than I, but that's what I've learned with doing this Building Wins Live podcast is I learn 10x, 100x more by just being able to, to not only be in contact with people like yourself, but in reading and watching what you do and learning what you do and reading your information and then talking today. It's one of those things that you, if you give, you always get more back, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I learned this when I was teaching too, in a college environment, is I learn so much from my students, probably just as much as they learn from me. And it's, I enjoy it. I just love interacting with people and I love sharing what I know. And I enjoy helping people become better than they were. And that's really the huge mission, is to leave people in a better place than where you found them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's not a bad mission.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's a pretty good mission. So, yeah. And one, if we just would be more cognizant of that. And I know that I haven't always been real good at that. I don't know if I'm good at it yet or not, but I try hard to remember to try to just give without expectation. Right.
Yeah.
And in my early days as a sales guy, and I've been in the profession of sales for 4+ decades. And, I can tell you that the difference between giving and serving and supporting versus just selling and asking and wanting and expecting is massively huge, right?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, you have to come from a place of wanting to give first, because I think givers are rewarded a lot more than takers are. And I think we've both seen enough of that in our lives to know the difference. But if you are coming from a place of genuinely wanting to help people, it doesn't feel like you're really selling. You're just offering a solution. It's very much like going to a doctor and saying, this hurts and this hurts and this hurts. And the doctor asks you a bunch of questions and then prescribes the solution based on what you told them.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Well, and I found in sales, somebody asked me one time, when did you go from being decent to maybe being better than decent, which I think I am. I said, it's when I stopped selling.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even like the word salesperson per se, because it personifies something that I'm not. I'm not attempting to get you to buy anything.
Right.
You know, unless it's something you need, unless it's something that'll serve you, unless it's a win-win for both of us. And if all those things come into play, I don't have to sell you anything, because you're just going to tell me that you would like to have this product or service, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't like selling things that people don't need. I spent some time in the call center world, and there's so much of that going on. And I remember thinking frequently, I would never buy this. Right. And so consequently, I didn't do really well, because you have to believe in what you're doing. And you have to believe that people will genuinely benefit from what it is you're offering. And you'll be so much happier when you honestly believe in what you're offering people, and that you honestly believe that what you're doing is contributing to their greater good.
Yes. Well said. Well said. Thank you. And it's not that hard. It's not that hard to listen to customers and ask questions. You know, we've all heard the theory all the time. You know, have 2 ears for a reason, right? Listen more and talk less. And of course we say that, and we do this, right? So we talk more, but at the end of the day, if you just listen, customers will tell you. If you want to use that word sell for a minute, right? Customers will tell you exactly how to sell them, if you want to use that word, right? If you just ask questions and listen.
Right. Absolutely. They'll tell you what they want.
Yeah.
And if you're offering something that they don't want, they'll shut you down real fast. But if they don't hang up or ask you to leave, or they don't walk out on you, they want something, and they may not just tell you. They may not always even really know. They just know that something's up. Mm-hmm. And they need something. So I just want to talk to them for as long as they'll let me. And if there's a way I can help them, that's great. And if not, then maybe somewhere down the road is okay too. And I don't take it personally like I used to, perhaps.
Right.
It's not always a great fit. Don't take someone's money just because they have it. Mm. You know, there is such a thing as good money and there is such a thing as bad money. And some people just really are not a great fit for you in terms of a client. And don't be afraid of turning money down if you don't think it's going to be a good fit. I know that sounds counterintuitive to some, but my sanity and my peace of mind are not for sale.
Well said. And, you know, interesting as I heard, listened to you say that, mm-hmm. I made a call several months ago to a customer, new customer or new to me, one that I didn't know. And I could tell he was a little bit like, is this some sales guy calling me? Mm-hmm. But it's like, I told him, I said, look, here's all I want to do. If you've got 15 minutes for me to stop by, shake your hand, introduce myself, you'll have an hour if you want it, but that's up to you. At 15 minutes, I promise you this, I will leave if you'd like me to leave.
Yeah.
All I want to do is see if there's, because I said, I may not have anything that you need or want right now. You may not even be a good fit for me as a customer, right? We may not be a good fit for each other, but if we're not, what's the worst case? We've made a new friend in the industry and we can all use some of those, right?
Right.
That's the worst case.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, come on in. Yeah. And I was there for an hour and 15 minutes, I think, right? Because we chatted and we got to know each other because there was no pressure left because I truly didn't want to sell. I had no intention of selling him anything.
Right.
I'm sure that my sales training would have told me to take the order if he just decided to give me one because I'm not stupid. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, if you go about that, you're just going to be way more successful in the world of sales. And I think in relationships in general, because all relationships involve selling, right? Selling ourselves. Right. We're all salespeople, right?
Right. You're selling your ideas. You're selling your agenda, even if you don't think you have one. But usually you have a goal. And sometimes that goal is just to get to know somebody better. And that's right. Okay. Yep. You know, relationship building is really, really important. In fact, it's so interesting when people slide into my DMs on social media and it's clearly an attempt or a prelude to a sales conversation. I smell that a mile away because the people who do it aren't really very good at it. And right. It's just annoying. It's a waste of time.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how that happens too? You can, for folks that maybe have done this for a while, you're right. You can smell it out real fast and nothing is more insulting. And I just don't like it I've been getting these lately from the same person. I'm not obviously say who it is. Doesn't matter. I don't even remember the name right now. That's how inconsequential they are to me, but it's clear they don't know what I do.
Yeah.
Very clear by the first thing they say it's, and secondarily, then they take the, well, almost antagonistic. Well, you haven't answered me back. Well, dude, you haven't given me a reason to answer you back. Number one, you don't even know who I am or what I do. And now you're getting mad because I haven't responded back to you.
Right.
It's like, click, you got to go. And
right.
I don't understand. And so many sales guys, even out in the field, do that. It's like one sales call. And if they don't feel like they're going to sell something, they disappear. Well, it may take 4, 5, 8, 10 calls before you actually get to doing some business together, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if someone asks me, what do you do? And it's in my profile and it's on the Facebook banner on my page, it says very clearly what I do. If you're going to be lazy in your messaging, I'm not going to reward that.
Correct.
Exactly. I'll just say it's in my profile. If they ask me something else that's in my profile, I'll say, you know what? You messaged me. I'm not carrying this conversation. Have a great day.
Exactly. Exactly. So let's talk about, since it's up on the screen and looking so incredibly good up there, success profiles. Yeah. Tell me about the book. You wrote two now. Tell us about what we're going to expect when we read this book.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's volume one and there's a volume two that has a purple cover. What I did in an effort to repurpose even more content from my radio show is I took some of the best interviews and I edited those in written form and compiled those into a couple of books. So this volume has Jack Canfield and Tom Ziegler and Laurel Langmire and, gosh, who else? Darren Hardy from Success Magazine. Success. He was the publisher of that at that time. Gosh, Frank Shankiewicz, who's the founder of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. A lot of really, really amazing people. And it's some of the best wisdom from some of those interviews. And then volume two features Chris Powell and Dan Locke and Jonathan Horton, who was an Olympic gymnast, and a whole bunch of other people. So you get to learn a lot of the things that I learned from them as well. And so if you like sitting at someone's feet and listening, and you want to read what we said in edited form, of course, then get this one or even volume two. They're on Amazon. And I'm really proud of both of these books, but this one in particular was really, really fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, there's some of the names you've got there by itself are some pretty amazing people that we've all followed and know, and to be able to read some of their stories is good stuff.
Yeah. It was really great to learn from all of them. So I'm very grateful and blessed to have had conversations with them. And I want to do a volume three sometime in the near future as well. I have way more than enough content to have several more volumes of this.
Sure. Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. So I wanted to circle back real quick, because I forgot to ask this, but your Success Profiles and Radio show, how often is that on, and where do people find that?
It's on every week. And it's on the TogiNet radio network. So that is a live internet radio station, TogiNet. That's TogiNet, TogiNet radio. Okay. And it's also archived as a podcast on Apple Podcasts. And so when it's done, I publish the replay. And if you go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, you can look up Success Profiles Radio. You can download that. You can subscribe to it. You can leave a review. I would be grateful and appreciative of all of that. But yeah, we're approaching episode number 500 very soon.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. Big celebration for number 500. Bells and whistles and fireworks. And
don't know yet.
Yeah. I think you should. I think that'd be exciting.
We'll figure something out.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, though. So you obviously you're an author, but you're a book writing coach as well. Tell me about that. What's that entail?
Well, sometimes when people tell me they want to write a book, they have no idea how to start. And they want to have some idea of how they should structure it. And there it is. You can see writeabookforyou.com is the site that you can go to learn more about how I help people. But I help people get their books written, whether I ghostwrite or whether I coach. And sometimes if people just prefer to write it themselves, I coach them through the process of doing that. We figure out a structure. We figure out what the name's going to be. We figure out what stories are going to tell. And I give them input as to what content needs to go in it and how to fill it out and make it really great. Help them get it published. And it goes on Amazon.
Got it.
In fact, you scrolled by something, Top Coach. I was recently selected as a top writing coach by Coach Foundation. I'm one of the top 20 coaches, according to them. So that was awarded to me in December. So I'm very happy and grateful for that.
Oh, wow. Well, congrats. That's kind of a big deal, I'd say.
It is.
I'm glad we touched on that.
Yeah.
So budding authors out there, like you said, just to reiterate, but they can go anywhere from some kind of a coaching relationship where you'll guide them, teach them along the way, but they'll write their own book. Or because you're a ghostwriter too, right? So they literally could have you.
Or I'll write it for you. If you don't have the time or don't think you're a great writer, a lot of my clients just say, I just don't even want to deal with this. Can you just interview me and I'll give you what you need and you just write it? Of course. And a lot of my clients do that as well. So I'm happy to work with people in whatever capacity.
Sure. Sure. Do you find that? Pretty much everything you do in nonfiction, I assume, something in the the business, sales, inspiration, success genre.
Right. I don't want to write your romance novel. That's just not really the world I want to live in.
No, I understand. They're all the same, but different anyways. There's so many ways you can spin stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Man loves woman, woman loves man. Man screws up, woman leaves. Next. I mean, that's about it, right?
Right.
So how long have you been doing the coaching and the ghostwriting?
I'd say probably about six, almost 7 years now.
Okay.
I used to be an English teacher at a two-year business college. I taught public speaking, English composition, and business math. They were all required courses.
Oh, okay.
So I basically helped people learn how to write their term papers. And I figured, well, why can't I help people write their books too? It's just a bigger project. And I'm happy and grateful for the opportunity. And so it took a little while to get some traction, but now I have people reaching out to me saying, hey, I want to talk to you about this. In fact, in the last 48 hours, I've had probably three conversations with people who are interested in possibly hiring me someday. So
okay.
That's just in the last 48 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, you've got a lot of street cred, shall we say, right? So people want that. If you want to write a good book, you probably want to talk to somebody that's wrote some good books and understands as opposed to going to some knucklehead in the street, right?
Right. Exactly.
So do you, then this is interesting for anybody that happens to be interested in this, but when people write this genre of book in their own words, in their own speak, if you will, how important is that?
I think it has to be authentic.
Yeah.
I think with chat GPT, I think some people might think, well, I'll just let AI write my book for me. Well, that's not you. That's not your voice.
Right.
It's a very slippery slope, honestly. But I do try to keep it in people's voice as much as possible. And you know, when I'm interviewing someone, they're just saying what comes off the top of their heads. And so I have to make it sound intelligent and polished to some degree. So yeah, it's a very interesting balancing act. And I love it because it challenges me sometimes. And it's like I'm solving this big puzzle and I'm putting it all together. And it's awesome when it's done.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's interesting. I think that trying to write a book is a challenging thing. I think you and I talked about this. I'm in that process right now myself. And what would you tell people that are doing it outside of hire Brian as your coach? But that goes without saying, right? But should people? The biggest problem I have, and I don't know anybody else that might be listening, that thinking about or trying to write a book is trying to get the time and try to maintain some dedication to writing. I mean, that's got to be a problem that the authors you work with have, right? Because it's easy to get shoved into.
You just have to carve it out and make it a priority. You will find time for something that's really important to you. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have time, then you should source that out.
Gotcha. So if you're going to write your own, you should just determine what that number of minutes, hours, time frame per week. And it's just one of those non-negotiables, right?
Right. It has to be. If it's not non-negotiable, then maybe it's just not time yet.
Gotcha.
But I will say this, the longer that you wait to write your book means that the person who really needs you is waiting that much longer as well.
That's a great point.
Yeah,
that's a great point. Yeah, and you know, that's a great point because if you really believe your book brings some value to somebody, and I'm not sure if you don't believe that, you probably don't have a book, right? I mean, you've got to believe it's going to bring some value to somebody.
Yeah,
that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that, but well stated. If I get it out next month, then next month somebody can benefit. If I'm next year, how many people haven't benefited from that?
Right.
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Good point.
And have a following. If you expect people to buy your book, then have a following first.
Okay. Makes sense.
Absolutely. Because you can use your book not just to make money to sell your book, but that book is the springboard for everything else. It could launch a coaching program for you. It might be a way to invite people to a live event that you want to do. It could be something that you could use to launch a mastermind. It could be something that you could use to get on stages to speak in front of other people. Now you have a book to offer them. So the book isn't the end. It is the beginning of something really amazing. And you should figure out what that looks like before you write your book.
Makes sense.
You need to have a reason to write your book. Are you doing it just for fun? okay, that's fine. But if you don't have a really strong reason why you're writing this book, chances are you may not end up ever finishing it, or it won't be as important to you as you thought it was originally at some point.
Makes sense. Wow. Good stuff. Brian, man, you're an amazingly accomplished fella.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
I appreciate you being on and sharing some, you know, the amount of stuff we covered. We could have covered an hour's worth with each topic, but we touched on a lot of things today. But before we let you get out of here and back to something important that I'm sure you've got to do, any last things that you'd like to bring up? Anything I missed? Something you'd like to bring up to the folks?
I would say that if you are planning on writing a book and you aren't sure where to start, look back at some content that you've created before. Maybe you've done Facebook Lives. Maybe you've done a course. Maybe you've written blogs. Maybe you've done presentations in front of audiences. Maybe you've written magazine articles. Those are all great places to start. And if you aren't sure what to write about, think about things that people compliment you on all the time. How did you do that? You're really good at this. If people ask you, have you written a book about that topic? That's a sign. That's a huge clue that maybe you should do something, especially if at least two people have said, you should write a book about that.
Yeah. Good advice. Excellent advice.
Thank you.
Awesome. Brian, thank you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, anytime. You're always welcome on Building Wins Live, because that's what we're all about here, is just building wins and in any aspect, right? Wins are wins, right? It doesn't have to be just in sales. It can be in any part of life.
Yep.
So you're obviously building wins every day, my friend. So thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. Cheers, my friend. There you go, my friend. Everybody, the Brian K. Wright, the man that does it all, hosting shows, magazines, writing books, teaching how to write books, coaching how to write books, even ghostwriting your books. So good stuff. Hope you enjoyed it. Share it out when you get a chance. And as always, what I'm doing right now, you know what I'm doing right now. I'm loving what I do. I'm doing what I love. And I'm practicing something I talk about a lot, which is live it, love it, and own it. And you know what? This is what you ought to do today. Make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.